KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Exploring science in the sea. For some coral, home isn't where the heart is, it's where the sounds are. A recent study showed that one type of coral prefers to settle on reefs that sound healthy, even if they're not. Young corals, known as larvae, float or swim through the water for a while. When they find a good spot, they drop to the bottom and grab hold. They use several cues to find the best locations, including the lighting and chemistry. And according to the study, one of those cues might be sounds. Biologists recorded the sounds of both health.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump is backing up Secretary of State Marco Rubio's comments on the U.S. pulling away from negotiating a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
President Trump says he hopes Russian leader Vladimir Putin isn't stalling on a deal and reiterated that he wants to see a deal get done. But he left the door open on the U.S. pulling out of helping secure a peace deal.
If for some reason one of the two parties makes it very difficult, we're just going to say you're foolish, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass. But hopefully we won't have to do that.
If the U.S. isn't involved in negotiating an end to the war, it's unclear if any other nation would be able to step in. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled today that the state's Democratic governor can use his broad veto powers to lock in a 400-year school funding increase. Maria Peralta Arellano of member station WUWM has more.
Wisconsin governors can partially veto spending bills by striking numbers, words, and punctuation. At issue here was Democratic Governor Tony Evers' veto of language that originally related to a $325 per student increase for Wisconsin public schools for the 2023-24 and 2024-25 school years. Evers vetoed the 20 and the hyphen to make the funding's end date 24-25, locking in the annual school funding increase for 400 years. In a 4-3 decision along party lines, Wisconsin's liberal-controlled state Supreme Court found that the modification is, quote, attention-grabbing, but the state constitution does not limit the governor's partial veto power. For NPR News, I'm Maria Peralta Arellano in Milwaukee.
The stock market is closed today in observance of Good Friday. NPR Scott Horsley reports stocks have lost ground during the holiday-shortened trading week.
All the major stock indexes are in the red for the week. Over the last 4 days, both the Dow and the Nasdaq fell about 2.6%. The S&P 500 index lost 1.5%. Asian stocks were mostly higher overnight. The new U.S. ambassador to Japan arrived in Tokyo and said he's optimistic that a trade deal between the two countries can be reached. For now, imports from Japan, like those from most other countries, face a 10% tax in the U.S. Gasoline prices continue to fall heading into the Easter weekend. AAA says the average price of regular gas is about $3.16 a gallon. That's about a nickel less than a week ago, but 8 cents higher than this time last month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
There are now 8 states in the U.S. dealing with a measles outbreak. This after Michigan confirmed a new case near Grand Rapids, and Montana public health officials identified 5 cases in Gallatin County. Earlier this week, Pennsylvania declared an outbreak in Erie County. The majority of the cases, though, are in Texas, where the outbreak started. You're listening to NPR News. A vigil is planned for 5 p.m. Eastern at Florida State University today for the victims of the mass shooting at the Student Union building on the campus yesterday. 2 people are dead, 6 injured. Tallahassee Memorial Hospital says the injured are improving. Brett Howard is a trauma surgeon at the hospital. He says 3 were operated on.
All 6 of them today are in stable condition, one which is in fair condition given a serious injury. We do feel that all will make a full recovery.
The 20-year-old gunman, whose mother is a local deputy sheriff, was shot and wounded by police. There's still no word on a motive. Chinese goods may soon become harder to find in the United States. NPR's John Ruwich reports exporters at a massive trade fair in China say shipments to the U.S. are grinding to a halt in response to President Trump's sky-high tariffs.
At the Canton Fair in southern China, tens of thousands of Chinese companies display products, and customers from around the world come to wheel and deal. But if you ask about trade with the U.S., it's grim. Monica Liang is a sales manager at a company that makes juicers and blenders. Customers from the U.S. have halted orders, she says, and products are piling up in warehouses. Some here expressed optimism that China and the U.S. would strike a deal and avert disaster. But until then, few seem to be selling goods across the Pacific. And many say they're looking for new markets altogether. John Ruwich, NPR News, Guangzhou, China.
And I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today west winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas at 6 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. And Saturday, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 2 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory Saturday. Today, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 15 knots, increasing to 25 in the afternoon, seas at 3 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered rain and snow showers before 1 p.m. Cloudy, highs near 42, calm winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 37, southwest winds 5 miles an hour. And Saturday, scattered showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then rain likely after 1. Mostly cloudy, highs near 42, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 4:55 a.m. at 7 foot 2 inches, a low at 11:42 at 6 inches, a high tide at 5:57 p.m. at 5 feet 4 inches, and a low tonight at 11:06 at 2 feet 7 inches. Your sun rose at 7:29 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:54, giving us 14 hours and 25 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, I started something I couldn't finish. That's the song that's coming up now by the Smiths. Then Tina Turner with Look Me in the Heart. Huh, looking in the eyes, how you look in the heart? I don't get it. Men at Work after that with I Can See It in Your Eyes. Here we go.
Something typical me, typical me. I started something, and now I'm not too sure. I grabbed you by the gilded things. That's what tradition means. And I doused another venture with a gesture that was absolutely vile. I started something, I forced you to a zone. And parted. Typical me, typical me, typical me. I started something, and now I'm not so strong. I grabbed you by gilded beams. That's what tradition means. Now 18 months hard labor seems fair enough. I started something and I forced you to resign. And you were clearly never meant to go. Hairbrushed and parted. Typical me, typical me, typical me. I started something, and now I'm not too sure. I started something, I started something.
It's not in my mind. Can't you look me in the heart? Look me in the heart. It was me, but I wake in fright. I realize I can see it in your eyes. I've only got myself to blame.
And coming up next, we have The Grateful Dead with Built to Last. After that, Crowded House with Don't Dream It's Over. And The Grateful Dead again. Oh, yeah. 2 out of 3. Black Mighty River. Here we go with Built to Last.
Still. Come, they come. on. This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Over the last 5 years, APIA's Tribal Child Support Program has collected and distributed nearly $1.5 million, with 100% of those funds going to parents raising our next generation. We offer flexible and holistic case management to families. All residents of the Regional 10 communities are eligible for this alternative to state child support. To apply, please go to apiai.org or call 1-800-478-2742.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamulla, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun, we are one.
This message brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
You are tuned into 830 AM KSDP, 88.1 FM K201DA in King Cove, Alaska, 88.1 KFPS False Pass, Alaska.
And up next we have The Cure with Play for Today, and then Steve Winwood with Ark of a Diver, then The Tubes with She's a Beauty. Thank you.
Stop!
Well, taking us to the top of the hour, looks like Flash in the Pan with Hey, St. Peter. And then 1999 with Prince, and we'll have a little bit of Toto by Rosanna.
The morning was cold and lonely, city lights old and gray. The sun arose and tried to smile, gave it all away. The honky tonk called the stranger, the stranger couldn't pay the bill. Made a stand, raised his hand, sang a song.
You know I ain't got time to play.